WPHM. He's live and local, talking Port Huron news and sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
It is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Thursday morning. I have to stop and think, what day is it? Is it Monday? Is it Thursday? Kim Kernahan is here from Dyke Security. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a dog that doesn't like the fireworks.
Oh, no.
Poor
baby.
He does
not like the fireworks.
I think, I was just telling you, I think I'm the exception to the rule. My dogs could care less about the fireworks, no matter how loud or close they are. The dogs just lay there like, eh, nothing. Now, if the mailman stops by, if somebody is walking in front of our house,
I get that too.
But the fireworks, they don't care about. But most dogs, it really bothers them.
Yeah, you read a lot about dogs and fireworks. They just shake and tremble, and they're so scared. And it happens with thunderstorms for some of them as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I was in the closet with mine last night for a while because he was so scared. But there are a lot of things you can do to help your dogs get through this time, because unfortunately, even though the fireworks are only supposed to last a few days, we tend to hear them throughout the summer and all the way past Labor Day.
Yeah, we've still got another day of them now. There will be more thunderstorms. There will be more things to aggravate our pets. So what are some things that we should do when it comes to pet safety?
Pet safety, you know, they say 4th of July holiday is the time of year where most pets are lost.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, keep your pets inside. Because like I just said, it's going to keep going on the rest of the summer. So keep them inside at night, because they hear those loud bangs and they tend to want to take off because they're scared. You can do thunder blankets, you know, wrap them up in a blanket, just hold them, turn a fan on, a loud fan, some music, some soothing music, classical music I've heard works well for pets too when they're scared. So there are a lot of different little things you can do to just keep your pets safe, and obviously just reassure them. You know, when you're not home, keep some music on, you know, and maybe keep a fan on for them as well. Have a little safe space for them, their crates or closet or, you know, whatever's going to make them feel safe.
Yeah, that makes sense. Identification is important, as, you know, there's a possibility of them running away.
Yeah, have their collars on. I know a lot of dogs can slip their collars, so make sure you have them chipped. You know, microchipping is not that expensive, and it they'll, you know, most people, if they find a pet, the first thing they do, they take them to a vet to see if they're chipped.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, get your pet chipped. You know, make sure your backyard gates are locked and closed. And when you're out walking your dog, number one, make sure they're on a leash. But number two, when you're out walking them in this type of heat, make sure they stay hydrated and don't walk them on the cement, because that cement is hot. I mean, I walked out on my patio yesterday and I had to go back and put my shoes on because it was so hot. So if it's hot to us, you know it's really hot on those pads.
Yeah. You see it all the time, people leaving their pets in the car.
Yes.
And even if it's 65, 70 degrees out, it gets hot real fast in that car.
And I know they love to go on car rides and you don't want to leave them home and you want to take them with you, but just leave them home.
Yeah.
It's safer for them to stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to, if you don't like to leave them at home because you're worried about them, but you have to, hey, we have cameras for that.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that home monitoring, which
you
know, even if you don't have kids, even if your kids have fur, it's probably a good idea, isn't it?
I have one on my little guy, or my big guy, but I can check on him during the day and just make sure that he's okay. So yeah, it's an app right on your phone. So you can keep track of your fur babies.
And make sure that they're not, you know, throwing a party or doing something they shouldn't be doing,
That's
too.
That's right.
Exactly.
And you can tell especially if there's a bad storm or something going on, you can, you know, kind of peek in and make sure they're okay, too.
Yeah. And that's, home monitoring has become so much easier than it used to be.
And
it used to be, boy, if you were going to put cameras up in your house, it was just a big deal to do that. It was going to be costly and intrusive. And now it's really easy for you to do that.
There are so many new things that you can do that are not as expensive as it used to be with these Total Connect cameras that can go right to your phone. You know, they record sound too. So you can even talk through them. There's a microphone. You can talk through them in the home. They'll record sounds. You can do the video doorbell. Someone comes up to your door, rings the doorbell. It's going to come right to your phone. That doorbell is going to ring right to your phone so you can see who it is at your door. You can put a couple of them outside. So it's a really nice system, a great way to keep an eye on your home. And we're still monitoring for you. So if something does happen, we're still dispatching the authorities to your home if needed and you know, making sure you're taken care of.
If somebody wants to explore that, they can just call Dyke Security.
Yep, and give us a call at 982-5331, and we can come out and do a free in-home evaluation for you.
All right, sounds good. Happy 5th of July.
Happy 5th.
All right.